The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Gittin has been sponsored by our good friend and loyal Talmid of the Daf Yomi, Mr. Haimi Dana, and his dear wife, Hashem Shmehem V'Hayem. He has dedicated this Masechet according to the following principle. Our rabbis tell us that when you learn something, it can avert that item from happening. So we'd like to learn the Masechet Gittin, so it will remain in the theory of learning and never come to fruition in actuality, and therefore it should be blessed, him and his dear wife, and all of Klal Yisrael, with Shalom Bayit, and Hatzlachan Harvacha, Bechol Ma'aseh Yedehem. Amen. Daf Peh. Today's daf is being studied. Anu Nishmat Murzikini Rabbi Yosef Ben Sara, Abraham Ben Esther, Yafa Bat Sara. Ruach Hashem Tanichem Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Ashilema. Sara Ruhama Bat Rachel, Sara Bat Rachel, Moshe Ben Dina. In the Refan Hadaim, the Fuat Nefesh, for Fuat Agum, for Tanker, Bado Vichen Yeron Somer Bar. Amen. We begin today's daf on Ayin Tet Amud Bet, and we are starting right at the Mishnah in the middle of the Amud. Bet Shammai Omrim Poter Adam Ishto Beget Yashan Ubet Lel Osrim. Machloket, can you use a Get Yashan? Bet Shammai says it's okay, Bet Lel says no. Ve'ezehu get yashan. What is a get yashan? Literally an old get. Kol shenityached ima me'achar shekatvu la. They wrote the get and dated it. And then they had a yichud after, which is the husband and the wife were secluded. So what's the suspicion over here? The suspicion is what? She gets pregnant. And now what? She has a baby. And then later on the get is given. Later on in history, the people are going to forget that the baby was born when they were still married. They're going to look at the get. They're going to look at the date in the get. The date already is dated earlier from the time that it was given. And therefore, they're going to think that the baby was born out of wedlock. And therefore, there's a pegam on the child. That's why Bet Hillel says you should not use such a get. Bet Shammai does not suspect to such a chashash. Rashi, and she says nothing. B'mai kamipalge. What's the machloket over here between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel? Gemara. Bet Shammai savre lo amrinan gizera shema yimru gita kodem libna. Not worried that the people are going to say that the get came before the child. But Hillel savre. Amrinan gezera shemayumru gita kodem nibna. That's the concern, that they're going to say the get came before the child, therefore the child is illegitimate, meaning it's born out of wedlock, which is a pigam on the child. It's not a mamzer, it's just that they weren't married, and therefore it's a pigam. Amar bi abba, amar shuwet im niset lo teseh. But even Bet Hillel agrees, b'di'avad, if she got married, which means to somebody else, would that get? Lo tetze, which means she's able to stay married. Bet Hillel says, d'chataila, you shouldn't use a get yashan. B'di'avad, you use the get yashan, and she got married to somebody else? Lo tetze, we're going to say the get is chal, and the second marriage is okay. B'di'avad, yikad amre, amar bi'abba mashwil, im nitgarisha, tenase nechatechila. Which means, if let's say the husband gave this type of get yashan, meaning he wrote the get, he dated it on a certain date, then he made yichud with her, and then what? After a certain time he gave her the get, then he skipped town. Mm-hmm. Now the guy's out of town, so in this case over here, the Hakamim are going to say, according to the Ika Da'ami, Tinasilik Ta'ila. What are you going to say now? Because she's saying Aguna? Because she got this get yashan? Even Bet Hillel will say that if the guy skipped town afterwards, she could still get married based on this get. Yashan, that's where Rashi says, Imit Garesha, Beget Yashan, the Alag Ba'alan in Medina Tayam. And the husband went to overseas, Timnase, Nechatechila. Okay, now we go to the next Mishnah. Katav Lishum Malchut She'ena Hogenet. We're learning now that they made a takana in a get that you should write the name of the malchut, the kingdom that you are in. They did that to keep shalom in the kingdom, so the king will see that we're giving him so much respect that we're even writing his, you know, kingdom in our most important shtarot. So therefore it says, let's say they wrote the malchut, but it was a type of malchut that's an ena hogenet. It is not a proper malchut. We'll see the Gemara is going to explain what type of malchut that is. Now she explains over here right away. Mishaya bebabel. Guy was in Babel. Vechatav bishnat kach vekach lemalchut acheret. But he writes a different malchut in the year of a different malchut. Ubegavah mefaresh amai karilash ena hogenet. Okay, I was going to say, why is it called not proper? Och katav leshem madai. You got to write the malchut that you're in. You can't write another kingdom that you're not there. Leshum malchut madai. Or you wrote, let's say, leshum malchut madai. Already, there's no madai anymore. Right. Madai is history. Right. So you're writing in, whatever how many years of malchut madai. Or you wrote leshum malchut yavan. Or the binyan abayit. Or so and so years from the time the Beit HaMikdash was built. Or the chorban abayit from the time the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. The Sofer, he wrote the get in the Mizrah, in the east, but he writes the location that he wrote the get in the west, or the opposite. In all these cases over here, the get is not considered a get. The get is pasul. And therefore, when let's say a lady gets a get like this, is she divorced? No. Let's say she gets married to somebody else. Now the law is what? This is Ishit Ish. She went with somebody else. Now she becomes forbidden. Not only to her original husband,
but to the second guy.
But she becomes forbidden to the second guy as well. Because the law is that somebody that commits Ishit Ish is Asur Leboel and is Asur Lebaal. So therefore the deen of the Mishnah is Tetze Mizeh Umizeh. She's got to leave both of them. Oh, now, let's analyze for a second. Who would she need a get from? Well, seemingly, she only would need a get from the first guy. Right? Because the second guy, the kiddushin that she made, was nothing. Because she can't marry two men. But the Mishnah says, V'sricha get mizeh u'mizeh. She needs a get from both. Now, I understand why she needs a get from the first guy, because she's really married to the first guy. But the second marriage was not. How? Why did she need a get? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Tetze, mize, umize, imniset, begetze, that had the wrong malchut and the wrong location. Tetze, menarishon, umenashini. Vesidichiga, vesidicha, get sheni, menarishon. We understand that. Veget, menashini, and again from the second guy. Afalpi, she kedushe, sheni, do have a kedushin. Even though the second kedushin is nothing. Ubiyebamot, mefanesh, tama, gezera. Shema yomru gidesh tishon get gamur venasal sheni venimset eshet ish yotzah belo get. People are not going to know. They're going to think that the first guy gave her a divorce, and now they're going to say, "Well, she got married to a second guy, and she's leaving that guy without a get." So they say, "Look at this over here. They're letting an eshet ish go without a get." So as a gezerah, she needs a get from the second guy
as well.
Now the Gemara, the Mishnah is going to discuss over here certain rights that normally a lady, let's say, deserves when she gets a divorce, but as a result in this case, these items are forfeited. Number one, ve'en la lo ketubah. She does not get the ketubah. Now normally, right, when a lady gets a divorce, she has the rights to collect her ketubah. That's the 200 zuz if she was a betulah, 200 money, or 100. If not, in this case over here, she does not get the Ikar Ketubah. And what's the logic? The logic is like this. What's the reason we learned about why the Hakami made a Ketubah? Because they wanted to make it difficult for a person to divorce his wife. Right? If a person knows he's got to make a payout, so therefore, why is he going to be hesitant? In this case over here, on the contrary, we want to divorce his wife. So therefore, we don't want to make it. We want to make it easy for him to divorce his wife. Because like God says, "Tetze mizeh u'mizeh." So therefore, the ketubah is going to be taken away from us. So therefore, it's easy for him to give a divorce. Now, does she lose a ketubah? Velo perot. Okay, what is the subject of perot? Rashi says, Din perot shetiknu la l'isha pirkona mishvya tachat perot. The law said like this, that when a lady comes into the marriage, she brings in, let's say, nichsim milog. She brings in assets. Yes, the husband gets the benefit from the nichsim milog. He gets to eat the fruit from these assets. As a result, he accepts upon himself pirkona. That in case, God forbid, she's taken into captivity, he'll ransom her, he'll pay the redemption. In this case over there, she loses that benefit as well, which is in the interim. If let's say she's taken into captivity, the husband is not obligated to redeem her. The takana of perot does not apply to this lady as well. Again, they took that away from her as well. Good. Comes the Gemara and says, also, what does she lose? Velo mesonot. She loses support. The husband does not have to give her the panasa. Normally, as part of the condition, basically, these are all conditions that are written in the ketubah. The Mishnah is just speaking out. Not only does she lose the ikar payment to the ketubah, she loses the benefit of the pirkona, the redemption, if she's taken to captivity. She also loses her rights to mesonot, to be fed. Velo belaot. Now she says, sometimes a lady brings into the marriage clothes. Mm-hmm. And they evaluate the clothes at the time of the marriage. And normally the husband has to pay, if there's a divorce, what they were at the time that they were evaluated. Unless the clothes themselves are still around, you can just give back the clothes. Here it says she doesn't even get the worn out clothes, which means they gave it to the husband to keep. They put a kenas on the lady. Now she says, "Velo bilaot ha kayamim." They're still around. Bebegadim shiknisanu vekenasahu. Debreile akriya legita. Why are we giving her a punishment over here, this lady? She brought him close to the marriage. Sorry, you lose your clothes. Why? So that she says in the second Yevamot, Mikenasa, you should have looked at the get before you got it. Which means you didn't, it's your fault. Which means when the first guy gave the get over here, it was written wrong. They wrote the wrong Malchut. The guy was in the east, they wrote the west, they wrote the wrong kingdom. And therefore, they knasa, hey, you're getting a get. You should have analyzed the get to make sure it was written correctly. You didn't read it right? Therefore, you ruined yourself. Therefore, we knasa you, you lose your clothes. Lo alze ve lo alze. Period. She loses all these rights on the first husband and on the second husband as well. Well, the second husband is pashut. Because right. The second husband has no rights. She wasn't really married to the second husband. So therefore, the Mishnah is just saying that all these things she forfeits, banned from the Rishon, banned from the Sheni. Now, imnatla mize umize tazir. And if she took it, she got to give it back. Wow. Meaning it's not coming to Bechlal. Vavalad mamzer mize umize. Let's analyze this. Well, we understand why the valad is a mamzer from the second marriage. Because the second marriage was ishet ish. Because the get was not a marriage to get for the first one. So therefore, Eshet Ish is in Ta, the kid is in Mamzer. But now we're talking about, let's say she, now the children that she had beforehand, of course, are not Mamzer. Those were legal marriage. But talking about, let's say she went back.
Oh, no.
Right? She went back to the original husband. So they're saying what? That those children are going to be Mamzerim. Now, why should they be Mamzerim? The Chaura, they should not be Mamzerim, because really she was married to that guy. It's not Eshet Ish. True, she's Asura maybe to the husband after she's in Ta, but that doesn't make Mamzerim. Means that's unless Isur Lav. You only make Mamzerim according to the Halakha from Isur Karet. And that's not Isur Karet over here. Rabbi Akiva also, Isur Lav, you make Mamzerim. But we're like, oh, like Rabbi Akiva here. Mm-hmm. So what's the challenge to make Mamzerim? So that she says, Vavanat Mamzer, Mizeu Mizeh, Imechzira Rishon. That has to be the case where the first guy took her back. V'yalda lo benavi mamzir midrabanan. The rabbis put mamzir midrabanan, which is worse. Now mamzir midrabanan is really stuck. Let's talk about a regular mamzir deoraita. Who can he marry? A mamzeret. Can marry a mamzeret. However, a mamzir midrabanan cannot marry a mamzeret because minat Torah is really kosher. Right. So a kosher guy cannot marry a mamzeret, but he can't marry a kosher because he's a mamzer. So he can't marry not a mamzer and not a kasher. You can only marry a giyorit. You can only marry a convert. Only a convert. It's the only one you can. So there's a mamzer rabbanan, maybe, or maybe not. or maybe not, because maybe the side of the it's a safik. Maybe he's a kasher and he's a. So therefore, it's more strict. Mamzer midrabbanan than mamzer d'oraita. So the kids of the first marriage are mamzer midrabbanan, and the kids of the second one are mamzer d'oraita. Mishnah continues. All there's about 16 different ramifications the Mishnah is listing here that come out of this result of the bad get. Velo ze vazem mitameim la. Okay, let's say the husband is a kohen. If the husband is a kohen, normally the law is that the husband, if he's a kohen and his wife dies, is able to metameh for his wife. And the pasuk says la yitama, he can metameh for his wife. But in this case over here, Hakamim said there's no metameh. Again, he gave her a bad get, and now she went to get married somebody else. Now the deen is either one of them. If when she dies, they cannot come to metameh for if they are a kohen. Furthermore, velo ze vazeh Zaka'im. Now, neither of these husbands have any rights to anything that belongs to her. For example, lo b'mitzi'ata. The rabbis made a takana that normally whatever the lady finds, her mitzi'ah goes to the husband. In this case over here, the husband does not have any rights to the mitzi'ah. Furthermore, lo b'ma'aseh yadeha. Nor does he have a right to her work. She keeps her own work for herself. Lo b'afarat nedareha. Nor can the husband make kafarat nedarim. Normally, when there's a normal marriage, we learned the masechet nedarim that the hachamim gave a right to the husband to mefen nedarim that are going to affect him, right? Nedarim that are going to affect the ishut, going to affect the relation between him and the wife. He has a right to know. But in this case over here, they're divorced. They're going to suit each other, and therefore he loses his rights also to make kafarat nedarim. Furthermore, hayta bat Yisrael nifseda min hakehuna. Interesting. Let's say she was a Bat Yisrael. This lady over there, we're talking about, they got this bad get, and she went with somebody else. Now, when she goes with somebody else, she's considered already now a zona. And we know that once a person becomes Hazam a zona, she's asura forever to marry a kohen. Look at that. She nifselet min hakehuna de zonai de stab zona ainu eshet ish mizonet ta'ad ba'ala. What's a zona? The classic case of Zona is what? Ishit ish. A lady goes when she's married, lady, she went with somebody else. And therefore, nafkat barra. She went out. And that's a Zona means. Zona means somebody that goes out. What's the biggest lady that goes out? Ishit ish. So therefore, she's asura for the rest of her life now to a kohen. Furthermore, the Mishnah continues, bat levi min ha-ma'aser. Which means, if let's say she's a bat levi and she did this, she fought, normally a bat levi can eat maaser rishon, yes. Like a regular levi, she loses her rights to eat maaser, bat kohen min ha-tiruma. Oh, remember we learned in Masechet Sota, when the Sota goes with the guy, it says three times in the parasha, v'nit me'ah, v'nit me'ah, v'nit me'ah. One is to say she becomes tameh to the husband, she becomes tameh to the boel, and she becomes pasul. If she's a bat kohen, she cannot eat tiruma. Well, in this case over here, she's committed zinut. She's forbidden to eat tiruma. Ve'en yorshin shel zeh, ve'yorshin shel zeh, yorshin ketubata. Which is a hadush, which is obvious. Which is once already we said that while she forfeits her ketubah, now does she lose the ketubah? But her inheritance, which is not saying she has children and things like that from either of these husbands over here, the children are not going to be yoresh the ketubah. Furthermore, so that she says over here, look at that, she asks the obvious question. Look at that, she in the third line. Yorshin ketubata biyebamot parchinan ketubah mayavita. What ketubah is over here? Ha ketani en la ketubah. Right. We said there's no ketubah already. So what are you talking about? So it says, umeshani ketubat benin dichrin shetiknu hachamim shirshu baneha yeter al hulakon de'im ahohon kishemeta b'chaye ba'la. There's a special ketubah that we said, there's a tenayin ketubah called benin dichrin, which means, let's say, the lady dies before the husband. Okay? So if the husband gets the ketubah, he didn't have to pay out the ketubah to the... Right. So he promises his wife that what? That the children that he had from her are going to get her ketubah, and it's not going to be divided with the other children that she has, let's say, from the second wife. Yeah. That's ketubat benin dichrin. He makes a condition. He says, listen, don't worry, your children are going to benefit from your ketubah, because otherwise she loses that, because now what? Now let's say she has six more children from other kids, now they divide it with eight ways. He says, don't worry, your children to get the ketubah. So any condition of such, where he says in the ketubah that they're going to get a certain sum of money, separate from the entire Yerusha, that is off. Once already she commits the znut over here, so our children do not have any benefits from the conditions that are written in the ketubah for benin dechlin. Now we continue. V'imetu echav shel zeh ve'echav shel zeh cholzin ve'lo miyabemin. Oh, now let's say the brother. I'm sorry. Imetu. If let's say one of these guys died, so the brother of the guy that died commits a chalitza. Now let's speak it out clearly. In the first marriage, really they're married. So therefore the chalitza is a chalitza deoraita. Because really, they don't have children. However, in the second marriage, really it's nothing. But what? The chalitza is going to be midrabbanan. Why? So that she says, Echav shiv sheni cholitz midrabbanan. The people are going to think that she got divorced to the first guy, married the second guy. Right? The first one has to do with the Torah. But the second one, the Banach, is going to say, wait, she was really married. They're not going to know that there was no divorce in the first one. So you're going to think that the first one got divorced legitimately. She got married to the second guy. Hey, she, the husband died. No Halitza, no Yibu, no nothing. So therefore, the Halitza and the second marriage is the Banan. That's the Gezerah. Good. So that's the Halitza on both ways. Because even though technically, the first one, let him make a Yibum. And then the second one also, let them get married. Because really, it's not related to them. There was no marriage in the second case, but the rabbi's kanasta, you're not getting Yibum of Yibum. It could be to a benefit. She has a husband now, she can support things like that. They say, no, you got to make a Halitza. That's part of the knas that we do not allow them to make a Yibum. Now, that's case number one. This is a case where she wasn't mizaneh willingly. The husband gave her a faulty get. The malchut was written wrong. Instead of writing the malchut they were living in, they wrote a different malchut. Or they wrote malchut she'en hanugah, haguna. Like, lady, you should have looked at the get before you got it. You didn't look at the get. You right away you ran. You went with another guy. Oh, so now the rabbis come along and say they canasta in 16 different ways.
Right.
Him, the second guy, she loses rights, they lose rights, the Yorshi lose rights. That's the first case. Now the Mishnah is going to bring some other examples where the get is no good, and all these laws apply as well. We're not going to go to all 16 again, but we're going to give the case of other situations that this can happen. For example, Shina Shemo Ushma. They got the names wrong in the get. Very important in the get. The names are key. That's one of the hardest parts of writing a get, is getting the names right. The spelling, what is she called, what's the primary name, what's the nickname. This is a big subject in itself, Shemot Gitin. So Shina Shemo Ushma. I say they messed it up. They changed the names. Shem Iro Veshem Ira. It's Mr. So-and-so that comes from such and such a city. They got the cities wrong. And what? They gave the get? Now what happened? She got married to somebody else. Tetze mize umize vechol aderachim ha'elu ba. And all the things we just said apply.
Right.
Case number three. Remember we learned in Masechet Yibamot, Daf Bet, page one.
Okay.
What did it say over there? We said a case over there, if let's say you had a guy that was married. Okay? He married let's just go give right the case of it. He married an erva to the yabam. He married his niece. Okay, he married his niece. He's allowed to marry his niece. That's not a problem. But if he dies, that niece is his brother's daughter.
No, then they can't.
So that's called an erva. So of course there's no yibum in the erva case. We know that. Correct? He's allowed to marry his niece. But if he dies, now the guy's daughter is falling to him. Obviously, there's no Yibum in that case, and there's no Halitza, obviously. Good. The Hiddush in Masechet Yibamot, if you remember, was from Pesukim, that even if there was a co-wife, there was a Tzara. So the Irva is for ten, the Tzara as well. That's called Tzarat Irva. And therefore, just like the primary wife is off the hook, anybody, the co-wife's also off the hook, which means... These girls will get married to the shuk, the mukhtar. No halitza, no yibum. So what happens? Now we're going to discuss an interesting case. What happened was... Mishnah. Let's go straight to the Mishnah. Kol alayot. All the alayot. Actually, the Mishnah listed 15 different examples in Masichah Yevamot, if you remember. I just gave you one just so you can get the case. Kol alayot she'amru tzarotehem mutarot. Right? So therefore what? Halchu atzarot ha'elu v'nisu. So the husband died. The tzarot said, okay, this is tzarat ervavi. I'm okay. She went, she got married to somebody else. No problem, right? Then what happened? Venimsi'u elu ailonit. The niece was found out when she got to the age of 20 years old. They found out really she had a pegamina. She was really not ra'ui to have children. She wasn't developing correctly. That's an ailonit.
Okay.
Right? Like we say, she doesn't mature in the proper way. The Gemara gives different signs of what an ailonit is. And we have a rule. When a guy marries an ailonit, he didn't know she was ailonit. It's a mekach ta'ut. The marriage is not considered a marriage. So therefore, in retrospect, he was never married to his niece.
Okay.
The tzara was never a tzarat irva. And therefore she should have made a yibum. Instead, she rushed and she went and she got married to somebody else. That marriage to somebody else is problematic because the Torah says, Lo te eshetamet ahutza li'izar. She cannot go to an izar until she actually makes the yibum. So the Gemara says, Tetze mizeh umizeh, which means she cannot go with the Yavam anymore, nor can she go with this new guy that she married. Vechol adirachim ha'elu ba. Now you're going to ask me a question. All the things are applying. One of the things of it was mamzerut. Mamzerut. Now, mamzerut over here, it's not isur karet, it's only isur lav. Because she's asur to go with somebody else till she fulfills the mitzvah of yibum. So lo ta'aseh, lo teye eshetamet cha'utza lizad. So this part of the Mishnah we have to say is going like Rabbi Akiva, that says that there's mamzerut even with the isur. Nah, that's what Rashi speaks out. Look at Rashi over here. You see, v'chol ha'derachim ha'elu ba. Scroll a little way down. There will be yibamot mukmin alak Rabbi Akiva. Te'amar yesh mamzer mehaybe lavin. Good. That's that case in the Mishnah. Now we go to the next case in the Mishnah. Hakones et yibimto. Okay, very nice. Normal case, a guy went, he made the yibum with the yibama.
Right.
Okay? Okay, we have a rule. Once the guy makes yibum with one of the wives, the tzara is free.
Yeah.
The tzara now goes and marries to somebody else. Similar case. The first one now was found out that made yibum to was really an ailonit. Therefore, what happened? The yibum was not a yibum. Therefore, the real one that should have made the yibum was
the
tzara. But now she got married to
someone else.
Somebody else. Oh, you didn't wait. You jumped the gun. Well, she can't be with the yabam.
Wow.
Okay, that's
so she went with.
She can't go with that guy now that she went with. Elawat v'chol adrechim ha'elu. And all the 16 things that we said are going to apply as well. And we have to see why you need two cases. It's really similar
right?
Case where you found the Ailonit in the interim. Katav sofer get leash. Another interesting case. Guy hires a sofer. Do me a favor. Write a get to my wife. Okay, so the sofer writes the get. Veshovar leisha. And he also writes a receipt for the lady. Normally when the lady gets paid the ketubah, they write a receipt that she received the payment of the ketubah. So they're writing what's called a shovar, right? So that's called a shovar. So now comes the Gemara and says that she says, "Katav sofer," meaning Rashi, "Echad get leish legaresh boshto, one get for the husband, v'shovar leishto shetimsor lebaal." She gives the receipt to the husband.
To collect?
No, when she gets paid. She gets paid, she gives the receipt to the husband upon collection, and the husband now has a paper, so she cannot come along and say, 5 years later, hey, you didn't pay the ketubah, hey, here's my receipt. Okay, now what happened? The sofer messed up. What did he do? Veta'a, venatan get le'isha, veshovar le'ish. He gave the get to the lady, and veshovar te'ish, venatnu ze la ze. and they switch, which means now the lady gave the man the get, right? And the man gave the lady the receipt. It's a closed paper. So this lady thinks she's divorced, right? Meanwhile, she's holding a receipt in her hand. She says, this is nothing. So the Gemara, ulachar zeman hareget. Also, after a while, you open it up, oh my God, there's a get over here. Means the man, she's holding a get. So yotze miyadaish. The man's holding the get. Veshobar miyadaisha. And what did she do? She got married in the interim. Yeah. She thought she was divorced. Tetze mize umize. Vechol adirachim ha'elu ba. Divorce of both of them, and all the laws are going to apply. Because why? We can ask her. Open the paper. What are you looking at? What are you doing over here? Check it out over here. So comes the Gemara and says, now watch this over here.
She didn't check it.
Rabbi Elazar, or Rabbi Elazar has a big hadush. Im le'altar yetzeh. Which means, if right away they opened up the gittin and they analyzed what it was, so then already, im le'altar yetzeh en ze get. Which means, if, let's say, immediately they opened it up, Rabbi Elazar says, it's not considered a get. However, im lahar zeman yatza, if they opened it up after time, and we're going to wait for the Gemara to explain this, hare ze get. Interesting. Lo kol emenu min harishon le'abed zichuto shel sheni. We don't believe the first guy to ruin the second guy. Which means, basically, the Gemara is going to explain. The Gemara is an interesting shita. Guy got married now, right? All of a sudden, they come along after they got married. Hey, we got the wrong documents. Right. Maybe they fooled around. Maybe they switched the documents to ruin the second guy. Which means, now the guy got married. Now they come along and say, hey, we opened it up. I'm not holding my get. I'm holding my shavar. You're not going to be believed later on to ruin this. If it happened right away, we checked it. Okay, and say again. But post facto, she got married to somebody else. Now you want to come along this lady. Hey, I just opened up the paper. It was a receipt. It wasn't my gift. Hey, we don't have it. Maybe the husband and the wife, the original guy, they played a game. They in cahoots. Right? They switched documents. It's okay, let's ruin this guy now. They want to get the, whatever it is. They have a plan. So therefore, look who they're in. We're not going to believe these guys now, later on, to come and ruin the marriage of the second guy. And the Gemara will explain. But that's basically the Bi'il Azad that he suspects over here, that some cahoots was taking place over there. She calls it a kenunya. But now let's start the Gemara. My malchut she'ena hogenet. Okay, let's start the points. The first case of Mishnah was what they wrote again. The malchut she'ena hogenet. To a kingdom that is not proper. What's a kingdom that's not proper? Malchut haromayim. They dated it to the kingdom of Rome. What's so bad about Rome that it's a malchut she'ena hogenet? Why is it a malchut that's not the proper? Mishum de'en lehem lo ketav ve'lo lashon. Interesting. They don't have their own writing, nor do they have their own language. It seems they took it from other countries. So therefore, it's a cheap type of ummah. You don't even have your own writing. Every nation has their own penmanship, has their own letters. Every nation has their own language. They already took a language from somebody else. They took a writing from somebody else. That malchut she'ena hogenet. You don't write that in again. That's not considered a malchut malchut hashuva. Also comes the Gemara and says, Amar Ola. Neptematik nu malchut begitin. Stop. What do you got to write the malchut in the get? Beklal. So the Gemara says, Mishum shalom malchut. Hey, listen, we want to keep peace with the king. So how do you keep peace with the king? When he sees that we're writing his kingdom in the most important documents over here,
it feels good.
It's okay.
He
keeps peace between us and the malchut. So the Gemara says, okay, it's very nice to keep peace in the government.
But why
Mishum shalom malchut tetze bavanat mamzer?
Good question.
Okay, so you didn't write the right malchut. Ad kidekak, you're saying the gate is basul. If she goes with another guy, the kids are mamzer. Oh, that's...
that's a good question.
It's a strong thing over here. Talk about how far you want to go. The Gemara says, yeah, in. Very important shita in the Masechet Gittin. Rabbi Meir le'ta'ameh, te'amar Rav Menuna. משמד עולה, אומר היה רבי מאיר, כל המשנה ממטבע שטבעו חכמים בגיטין, אבל עד ממזר.
Rule, any time you change from the text that the rabbis established in the get is pasul, and the kid is going to be a mamzer. Which means, once already the rabbis established
a text,
you can't change the text. They said you got to put malchut. So the Bimeir says, so strict is the text of the Hakamim that if you change from the text, they're going to come along and say what? That this get over here, you're marrying al dat Hakamim. They're going to come along and say that what? That the get is not going to be hal, and therefore the children are going to be mamzeri. Leshum malchut yavan. Okay, another thing the guy said like this. He wrote in the get for an old malchut. He dated the get from malchut yavan. So the Gemara says, v'slicha. We gave a lot of cases in the Mishnah. We gave Malchut Shera Hogenet. We gave Malchut Madai, Malchut Shavan. We gave Binyan Bet HaMikdash, Churban Bet HaMikdash, all these cases. We said, no good. What do you need all these cases for? So the Gemara says, Vesliha, Tiyashmi'inan Malchut Shera Hogenet. If you just told me the case of Malchut Shera Hogenet, for example, Rome, you dated it to Rome, Mishum Dimlicha. Because they're still in control somewhere in the world. So I would have said that what? That in such a case over there, where they're still in control, that she says, Akshav, Imolech, and Efika, Gitkane, Ba Melech, Shumakutze, which means, you're not in Rome, you're in America. Okay? You're going to write, Malchut Roma. So now, since they're around somewhere in the world, the people in America are going to get jealous. Hey! What are you putting his when the other malchut is still around? It's going to arouse jealousy amongst the other nation. So that I understand why it's going to be basul. Aval malchut madai malchut yavan ma'ida ba'ava. But no one's going to get jealous if you write in an old kingdom. It's not around anyone. There's no threat. There's no competition. Anybody can get threat if you write, a thousand years after the malchut of yavan. Everybody knows it's history. Right. So you might have thought that doesn't arouse jealousy. Then it's going to be basul. Yashmina Malchut Madai Malchut Javan Mishum de Malchut Ahavi. Or if it's just a Malchut Javan Madai, I would say maybe it's good because at least you're listing a Malchut. Ava Binyan Abayit. No, I'm sorry. I'll say Malchut Javan and Madai is no good because it was a kingdom at least. So the king today is going to be jealous. Because what are you mentioning other kings for? Even though it's not a king now, but you're writing somebody that was a king. I understand why it's no good. Aval, binyan abayit, my davava. What do they care? So I'm writing, how many years somebody's building in the Beit HaMikdash? That shouldn't affect anybody's kavod over here. V'yashmi'in binyan abayit. Oh, the amri kamid kereh shibahayu. I say, you know why binyan abayit is no good?
Why?
Because they're going to get upset. They're going to say, oh, look at these Jews over here. They're mentioning their praise. Mm-hmm. They're praising themselves over here. Oh, this is, we're writing the gate from the time where the temple was built. Oh, so it's going to cause machloket. That's why it's pasul. Aval churban abayit. But to date it from the churban, from the destruction, by tsa'arahu. I would say, that's tsa'ar. And therefore, emma, no, I would say, maybe it's not pasul. Tzericha. So therefore, each case offers another hiddush. Good. Haya b'mizrach v'katab b'ma'araf. Okay, he was in the east, he wrote it in the west. He wrote the location. He messed up the location. So the Gemara wants to analyze who was in the east, who was in the west, who are we talking about over here? You have a couple of players. You have the husband, you have the wife, you have the sofer. So the Gemara says, man, ilema ba'al. If you're talking about the husband, that why they wrote the wrong location. Hainu shina shemo v'shema shem'ino v'shem'ira. We discussed that in the Mishnah already. We said if you made a mistake on his city. So you can't tell me east to west to east is the husband. That already is included in the Mishnah when it said you wrote his wrong name or the wrong city. El alav sofer. Must be talking about the scribe. Kedamar lihu rav lesafre. Like Rav used to tell the sofrim the following. V'chen amar lihu rav una lesafre. When you're going to be writing a get in Shile, Ketuvu Beshile, write it
that you're
in Shile. behine. Even though they made you a shaliach to write the get, and you were in hine. You don't write the get where you were appointed. You write it where you are writing it. Okay? Even though the husband met you in hine, and told you, I do me a favor, write the get. Now you ended up going to Sheila. Write Sheila in the get.
The place where you're writing
it. The place where you're writing it. The opposite. Behine, when you're sitting in hine, kituvu behine. Right in hine. Afal gav dem imsiran lechumile, even though they gave you over their words, beshine. Good? Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shemuel. Zu devrei Rabbi Meir. That says what? A get is going to be pasul because of Shalom Malchut. Like we learned. Abal hachamim omrim, afilu no katav ela leshem santar shebair, harezu migureshet. What is santar? Now she says santar is, he's the zaken that's in charge of the, like the property.
Town's land registrar.
The town's
land registrar.
Land registrar. Okay, he's like the surveyor of the town. Okay, he knows exactly which land belongs to and the dimensions. It's a menial job. It's not the biggest guy in the government. But the Rachamim say, so long as you put any official, even if you put the santar, the low guy, this is in charge of the properties. He's also okay to put in the get. So Gemara Zahugita, Dava Ketiv Be Leshem Istandara De Baschar. Who's Istandara? She says Shilton, like the governor. Okay. They wrote. They didn't write the king. The Malchut. They wrote. Under the governor of Baschar. Shalhar of Nachman Bar of Hazdad Kemed Rava. So they sent to Rava. They asked him, Ki Agav Namai?
Is it okay?
Well, what do you say? Such a get. Shalach La Beha Afilu Rabbi Meir Mode. In this case, even Rabbi Meir will agree. Now, normally Rabbi Meir says, well, you got to write the kingdom. But a governor is okay also. Why? My Tama Meotam Malchutu. Because who do you think appointed the governor?
Yeah, the cabinet.
The governor is appointed by the king. So therefore, you're writing one of his appointees. So therefore, that's also a kavod for the Malchut. So the Gemara says, Umay Shinam Misantar Shema'ir. So what's the matter with the land registrar? Which means already, if you tell me you got to put an appointee, so the land registrar is also appointed by the king. And I mean, why you say that's not good? Hatam zila lehu milta. Over there, you put the lowest guy. Which means it's one thing you put the governor, hacha shevicha lehu milta. Which means when you put a high-ranking official like a governor, so it's kavod to the king. You're putting one of his appointees, but you put the guy in charge of the sanitation. You put the guy in charge, even though he's working for the government. But it's like you're zooming on the king. And if you're saying to that guy, then what Rabbi Meir is going to say? No good. Amar Rabbi Abba Amar Ravuna Amar Ravzu Devre Rabbi Meir. All this is according to Rabbi Meir that says what? That the valad is going to be a mamzer if you didn't write the government. Havalad kasher. In the government case, they hold if you didn't write the government, things like that. It's not. They don't hold. Kol ha-mishaneh mimatbeya. If you change the text according to what the rabbi said, it makes the children mamzerim. So the rabbis argue. In that case, however, umodim chachamim, the rabbis will agree. Shim shina shemo ushma shemiro veshemira shevalad mamzer. Okay, there, mamash the psul to get because you changed the names. Which is, if you just change the government, that's a rabbinical item. The rabbis told you to put a government. Okay, you messed it up, no problem. But if you wrote
the wrong people,
the wrong names, the wrong place, even the rabbis are going to say no get children of mamzerim. Amar Rav Asher, af anan nami tanina. You know what? It makes sense. It's actually part of our mishnah. Shina shemo ushma shem iro veshem ira tetze mize umize vechol haderachim ha'eluba. Which means, in our Mishnah, let's review.
Yeah. You
remember we had two different cases in our Mishnah? We had the first case in the Mishnah, you wrote the wrong Malchut. So what did it say? All these things apply. The next case was, you messed up the names. Why did it put these cases together?
Right.
Why didn't it just say, if you messed up the Malchut, or the you names. Messed up, it put it in a separate case. You know why? Because the first case is only going according to the Bimeir. And the second case can go even according to the Banan. That's why the Mishnah separated. And therefore the Gemara says, Tanina, Shina Shemo Ushma, Shemiro Veshemira, Tetse Mizeo Mizeo, Vechona Derechim Eiluba, Haman Ketanina, Inim Arabi Mi'ir, if you tell me it's a Mi'ir, La'arbinu V'netinu. Put it, combine it with the first case, right, which means you're talking about Psulim in the get.
Right.
You wrote the wrong government. So continue. Or you wrote the wrong name or city. Didn't say that. You wrote the wrong government, gives you all the problems.
Right. Then,
it says, or if you change the... Well, just put it all together. Ela watch ma'mina rabbanash ma'mina, which is the first she does the bimi'i that says government you messed up. Kol ha'mishchanim atay tzvach ha'gamim begitin. Have a lot of mamzer. Rabbis argue on that. That's not already enough to posel again to make mamzerim. But the second case, which is Tomat Shema, you know, Bishemina, it's going to be even according to the Rabbanah. That's why the Mishnah wrote it. Separately.